وعرضنا الأمانة على الإنسان على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها
يحملنها وأشفقنا منها
فحملها الإنسان
وأشفقنا منها فحملها الإنسان
إن الإنسان كان ظلوما
إنه كان ظلوما جهولا.
What is ظلوما جهولا؟
That again I have explained more than once before. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has commented on this. Hazrat Muslim Maud has commented on this, and in the light of what was said by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and Muslim Maud, I also spoke on this subject many a time before. Zulum and Juhula here has a very special meaning. You know, sometimes in Arabic, a good word is used for condemnation when you want to exaggerate the point. And a bad word is used for praise, apparently a bad word, when you want to exaggerate the point there. That is called hyperbole, extreme praise. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has solved this dilemma for us, because obviously Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wasalam is mentioned. He is the al-insan, the man, the perfect man, who bore this burden of Sharia, the Holy Quran, which was rejected by all others, and they were afraid. They could not discharge the responsibilities attached to this. Huzur-e Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came forward and accepted it. This is exactly what the Holy Quran wants to say. And yet the epithet following is so, you know, horrifying. Innahu kana zuluman jahula. Now if you recollect the Arabic poets, then you'll understand the meaning of this. Some Arabic poets who want to impress upon others their grandeur and their bravery, they use the similar words for themselves and for their people. That in Jahla, nobody can escape us. We are greater Jahul for others. That is to say, we do not care for the consequences of what may happen. If we are dishonored, we will take our revenge, whatever may happen to us. And we are so brave that we are ready to face any consequences. And zuluman can be used, this is without a preposition. Zuluman can be used against himself and against others. Zuluman is a bad word, is a bad thing if you are zulum to others. But if you are zulum to yourself, it is a situation of extreme praise. You do not have any regard for your own comfort, your own selfish ends, as if you are ready to destroy yourself for a very noble and very high cause. So this is the meaning of zulum and jahula here. That look here, the perfect man came forward and accepted the responsibility. He did not care what may happen to him, what might have happened to him, what may happen to him in future. He knew all the grave consequences which may have followed. And yet he was extremely cruel to himself. And jahula with regard to what may come to him. So such a man was fit to discharge the responsibilities endowed upon such a man by Allah, by in the way of revelation of the Holy Quran.